These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of September 28th, 1920. I'm Larry Drayfall. "I think someone is listening in. I better hang up," was a common comment on Elgin telephones, but it should not be made much longer. The Illinois Bell Telephone Company indicates that party line telephones will be extinct. According to John F. Tanner of the Bell System, there will be a button placed on telephone receivers, and when pressed, a timer will begin, and your one-to-one call will be measured like using a stopwatch. Members of the Elgin Motor Club are part of a community of motorists that are seeking indictments against a number of constables and justices for grafting. According to Charles Hayes, president of the Chicago Motor Club, "the present justice system in Illinois is an abominable burlesque. Allegedly, cops throughout Cook County are arresting motorists and fining them without a process for the motorist to offer a defense. Fines are levied according to the officer's looks, or excuse me, the offender's looks," offered Hayes, "and they range from $1 to $25 and more for the same offense, often never defined to the victim. LaGrange, Brookfield, and Des Plaines are three locations where investigators have found evidence of these grafting practices." Amateur investors will be the target of a special Elgin Chamber of Commerce meeting, as well as that of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. The modern swindler is now tempting consumers with get-rich-quick schemes involving the opportunities of white paper securities. Publicity will be used to warn consumers of blue sky sales tactics that have been used to skirt existing laws in the sale of stocks and other investment instruments. Yes, Grove Avenue will be made wider. That's the plan of Mayor Arwin Price, who had one reservation regarding the street widening. He still wants a tree bank. Unlike the earlier proposal, Price wants the bank of trees to remain. He suggested using condemnation of land on the west side of the roadway, allowing for the widening and a tree bank. Those were some of the headline stories from Elgin's News of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin Area Historical Society on the web at www.elginhistory.org.